brilliant move by Terry Ryan. It almost seems like Terry Ryan playing the part of a used car salesman.
I think he watched the movie Moneyball and figured it all out.
I could see that. A lot of good things in Moneyball.
What a great transition on that one. Did you see the movie Moneyball? I saw it. I'm not a big movie guy, but I did see Moneyball. He was in Moneyball, and he's also a producer, one of the producers that put together the new Don Meyer film. And he joins us on the fan line, Casey Bond. Hey, Casey, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You were Chad Bradford in Moneyball. You, Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill, they got to star with you in the program.
That's right. I guess you could look at it that way.
Did you have to learn Chad Bradford's funky delivery for that movie?
Absolutely. I played professional baseball for the Giants, and I was an outfielder, though. I was drafted as a center fielder. And so when this role came along, I had to go read for it first before I did any baseball stuff at all. And then I started, obviously understanding this is a real guy, and he threw a very strange way. So I started looking at different video and everything on him and was actually able to get in contact with Chad because I had a friend, Ben Zobrist, is one of my good friends, and he played with Chad when he was with Tampa Bay. And so I called him and just started getting some tips and pointers and was filming myself throwing so I could get it just right. So, but thank goodness it came fairly naturally to me, at least, anyway.
Well, you're a producer. You're in the movie business. How did you get in touch with the folks that are going to put the movie My Many Sons together, the story of Don Meyer?
Well, you're talking to the guy who I had the crazy idea in my head. So basically, here's how the story goes. I was in Moneyball, like you said, and I came back to Nashville because Lipscomb University, where Coach Meyer coached for 24 years, they invited me back, and they had me. They did a screening of Moneyball, and so I got to do a bunch of PR, publicity, was on TV, radio, and all that stuff. And we're walking around on campus talking about Coach Meyer. Now, I had gone to Lipscomb University for my senior year. I transferred over there from Birmingham Southern, another small Division I school. And, I remember his name on campus, and he was a legend on campus, but I didn't realize the extent to that legendary status until I started searching more and more and looking up things, and I thought, man, this is an amazing story and an amazing guy. This has got to be a movie. I mean, this is like the kind of stuff I stand for, And so that idea was planted in my head, and here we are about 3 years later. It's been a long journey, and I'm the producer of the film, and I've joined up with my production partner. His name is Brad Wilson. He ran Robert Duvall's company for 11 years, and, I mean, we're just really excited, and I'm here in Nashville now doing all the pre-production work.
Casey, Stu Whitney here. I know I was able to talk to you yesterday to get some of the information about this project, and I know with Coach Meyer's passing, it was obviously difficult in a lot of ways, but you were able to go down to Texas and meet with him, assure him that this project was moving forward, this movie was going to get made, and I know even though he didn't, he doesn't get too excited about things and didn't want to sound like it was kind of a self-promotion type thing, I know that he was very happy to hear that this thing was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the things for us, obviously, as the filmmakers, was we knew we had a ticking clock, and because Coach Meyer's health wasn't getting any better, and we really, really wanted to deliver this thing for him before, he passed away. That was important to us anyway. I think it'd be strange if somebody was making a movie on me, so I'm not entirely sure what he truly thought, other than I know he just wanted it to help people. That's all he ever said, Casey. I just wanted to help people. And so when we knew that it was going to happen, we were able to fly down to Eastland, Texas, a little school down there. I think it was Eastland High School. And he was talking to about 50 different coaches and doing a seminar. And we were able to pull him into another room and say, Coach, this thing is happening, And in standard Coach Meyer fashion, he wasn't elated. He wasn't, he wasn't going crazy or anything. He just kind of was like, okay. And I just wanted to help people. And but, you know, he did get a little emotional later, just, I think, talking to some of the filmmakers and really more on a personal level, knowing some of the things that some of the other people had gone through. And it was almost like, you know, just another thing to him. But that's Coach Meyer, and that's why he's going to make such a great story, because he's such a quirky guy.
He would have had to ask, who's going to play Don Meyer in this film?
Right. So right now we're still casting. You know, we've got some great names out there, and we're just seeing who's going to be available during our schedule. And so that's the process we are going through right now, and you better believe that, of course, you will know once we lock that person down.
You guys know Robert Duvall, right?
So. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. He's just as an amazing actor as he is. He's just pushing the age thing, because this movie's starting earlier in Coach's career and going through it. So, man, it would be great to have Duvall, but I just don't think it'd be quite the right casting move.
Who's going to play Stu Whitney in the movie? That's what I want to know. The Argus leading sports writer. Right? You got to have somebody, don't you?
Well, Brad Pitt might be taken.
You know what? We talked to Stu, and he said we can't afford him. So.
I believe that for some reason. But so what is the timeline? And how many cast members do you have to go after?
Right. So the timeline, we plan to start filming in the middle of August. And, you know, the process of hiring your actor, it's you just basically how it works is you can only go to one at a time. I couldn't put a feeler out to, you know, 15 different guys. Hey, do you want to, you know, are you interested in playing Coach Meyer? You got to go one at a time, so it is time-consuming, and we want to, you know, bring the right person to the role. But no, we plan to start filming in the middle of August, and we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and also head up to Aberdeen for a little bit too.
Now, you mentioned yesterday, you know, there's going to be some basketball scenes. Obviously, you know, that's the reason people know about him primarily is because he was a basketball coach. But this is not necessarily a basketball movie. This is more about relationships, some of the quirky lessons, life lessons that Coach Meyer was able to impart to young people. And that's what you guys are sort of trying to capture here. Is that accurate?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, obviously he became the most winning coach when he passed Bobby Knight. And just the players that he's coached, even his own son, still hold the records for, you know, the most assists, the most points scored. It's incredible. But this movie is, all that stuff is in there, but this is focusing on, like you said, his relationships with his players, hence My Many Sons, you know, the working title of the film. And it's about building character. It's about all the things that he really stood for and the real reasons why he coached, you know. It goes beyond the wins and all of that stuff.
We're talking with Casey Bond, the producer of the movie My Many Sons, the film featuring the late Don Meyer, the Northern basketball coach. Is this going to be in movie theaters? Is this going to be a movie of the week on television? Where is this going to be showing up?
Well, that's the plan. We want it to go as big as possible. So, you know, once we get our final product, we'll know exactly where we're sitting. And if it's thousands of theaters, then it's thousands of theaters. If it's the movie of the week, type thing, which, you know, what an audience you can have on TV these days. More people will see, you know, a movie of the week or a premiere on TV than you might have come to the movie theater. It's just kind of the way it is right now. So, you know, we just want it to be as big as it can be and spread out there. And ultimately, like Coach said, whatever way it's going to help people, that's the way we want to get it out there.
Now, even though it's an independent film and you wouldn't, not paying top dollar for some of these actors, it seems like somebody might see this role as something they can really sink their teeth into, and so you might get a quote-unquote name actor that people wouldn't expect you to get just because he sees this as a challenge or an inspirational thing to play Coach Meyer. Is that kind of what you're hoping for?
Oh, yeah, and I think it's more than hoping. I will definitely get a good name, and people will recognize him for sure. Because, you know, these guys, they do these big studio films, and that's where they make their big money. But they're actors, you know, they're artists, you know, and I know exactly where they're coming from. And they want to sink their teeth into something, like you said, that is really an interesting role. It's a different role. And if Coach Meyer isn't that, you know, I don't know what is. So this is when you can get them in between those big studio films, and they're going to do something that they really, really want to do, and money's less of an issue because they're getting their big payday through the studios for some of those larger films.
Well, maybe you can get the guys from Moneyball to come back and play with you again. Get Pitt and Hill and the folks and help you out on this one.
I don't see Jonah Hill playing Don Meyer.
Well, maybe not Don Meyer, but...
Yeah, I would love to have those guys back in here. And actually, you know what? One of the guys that we were going to consider offering the role to back, you know, a while back was Philip Seymour Hoffman. But God rest his soul, you know, he would have been a great Coach Meyer, I think. And obviously the Moneyball connection, but
sure.
Yeah, you know, we're definitely going to get a good name, and people are going to know who he is, and we know he's going to do a great job.
How soon will what's the timetable? When will it be out?
We plan to release this probably toward the end of March. So we're, you know, flirting with March Madness because obviously that's a great time to be talking basketball. And I just really think it could mesh very well with this film and have that audience right there who's already thinking about basketball, and they've got somebody who they all know right here in Coach Meyer, and to have a film about him at that time would be, I think, perfect.
Hey, Casey, is there a website for folks to follow? What's going on with the movie, My Many Sons?
Absolutely. So the website is pretty simple. It's just www.donmeyermovie.com. And actually, people can go up on the website now, and we've got something pretty interesting going on. Because a lot of people have been asking how they can help, how they can be a part of this film. And, you know, not everyone has hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to put into a film. Well, we've created something kind of like a Kickstarter deal where people can donate to the film and they're actually getting something in return. Say, for instance, if they donated $10, they would get a pen. You know, Coach had this thing with pens that said, "I helped make the Don Meyer movie." We have all these different levels, and really what that's going to do is just enhance the quality of the film. And we already have, you know, what it takes to make the film, but to make it even better, hire more people, hire more extras, do all this stuff. So people can really take ownership and be involved by going to DonMeyerMovie.com. And, of course, we have all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's just Don Meyer Movie. So we're out there and would love for people to get involved in any way they can. It'd be fantastic because that's what Coach would want too, I think, is a grassroots type of effort because that's the kind of person he was.
Casey, this won't be the last time we talk with you. We'll keep up to date with you. Keep us posted as well how the movie is progressing, and certainly the closer we get to air date, we'll get you back on for sure to talk more about it.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on now, and I'm looking forward to sharing even more details as they come.
Casey, thanks. We wish you the best.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Yeah, Casey.
Casey Bond, producer, the Don Meyer film. It's called My Many Sons. Hopefully we're ready to roll here right after March Madness.